Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
This monologue is the reminder of whether or not to shampoo or condition first. So I'm like, do I condition or do I shampoo? And they go, no, shampoo is better. I go in the hair first and wash the hair.
Are you genuinely getting mixed up about which of those goes first?
Which would you do? Well, I've told
wash
you
wash always.
Okay.
I didn't even, and this is hot off the trail of you telling me I'm being a contrarian all evening, which is absolutely true. And I wanna just throw that grumpy mood right out the window. But
what do you got a hot piping flask of there, Tim?
It's water.
Just hot water.
This is my new thing. You've been away too long, friend.
Oh, man.
So I now rock boiling hot water with a slice of lemon in it at all times.
Do you order it in cafes?
No. Can you imagine such a thing?
I've been to meals where people have done just that.
Is the cafe charging for it?
No, it's free.
Yeah, it should be free too.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
God,
what a scam they're running. Then they take it out the front, put it in a flask, sell it for $5.
Who's selling the $5 water?
It's a flask. You get the flask as well.
You get the... Oh, man. This flask is worth a lot of money, apparently. People keep telling me.
Yeah, I've seen that flask for,
I got it for
heaps
free.
Of money. Nice.
Welcome to the Friend Zone, everybody.
That's so awesome. How'd you get it for free?
When I went to Portland to do an ad for beef jerky, they gave me one.
Classic them.
Yeah.
It's so them.
Isn't it? So, everyone, here we are. If you're listening in order, you're in between the... Well... You've just heard the second, well, you haven't just, it was a little while ago that it came out, but the second director's
You're not
commentary,
to say when they listen to it.
That's a good point. And that was featuring Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery from memory.
Of course, it was definitely both of us. I remember it well.
Sorry, the reason why I just went deathly silent there is, yeah, something's going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all good stuff. It's all good technical stuff. Hey, so should we dive into the old mailbag?
We should, because I just was trying to read some images that I got sent, or that we got sent, should I say. And I should say that, because it is,
yeah,
is
but,
we.
But before we do that, Guy, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you, Tim. I've just been up a mountain today with my mum.
It sounds weirdly metaphorical, but it isn't.
No, it's exactly what we did.
You genuinely were up a New Zealand mountain. New Zealand, famous for its mountains and for its mums.
Yeah, we got some of the best mums and mountains, and you put them together.
It's true. You get a great day.
That's right. So I'm in a fantastic mood. I just arrived. I came straight here from the airport through the beautiful Waterview Tunnel.
Oh, we got a new tunnel.
Yeah.
We got a new tunnel, and we're so excited about it.
Everyone who tells me about the tunnel, they say, oh, we drove through the tunnel today. It's deep. Everyone's calling it deep.
Deep.
And as though they're surprised by the depth.
Now, when you say deep, do you mean like kind of... When you say deep, my head goes under the earth. But do you mean like in terms of it's long?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's a long tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. It's enough time that when you're inside of it, you're like, whoa. You know, That's what they think.
You appreciate the depth of the tunnel. Did you appreciate the depth of the tunnel, or were you primed for it by all this?
I'd already been through it.
The early reviews were in.
I didn't think it was particularly deep. Just tell a lot what, of people calling this tunnel deep.
I've been to some cool movies while you've been away, man. I've really been soaking up that film festival.
Classic.
I went to a film. Real movies, man. How special are they when you're not watching something 52 times in a year? I watched a film called The Love Witch. It's really good. Oh,
sounded like someone undoing a fly.
It did, eh?
Can the people hear that in their headphones?
Ghost. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, we don't know what that was. Or that.
It's annoying. I'll tell you that for free. I went around, I spent $100 replacing all the cables. That has not fixed the problem. And we just swapped one of the microphones out. I'm not even sure what it could be. Well, anyway.
It's a spirit, man.
But yeah, look,
the
Love
studio
Witch.
The studio is possessed.
If you get a chance to see that, it's cool. It's cool, baby.
Do you want to tell me about it?
It's kind of like it's done very much in the style of a late 70s or early 70s, late 60s feminist sexual thing. It's got a little bit of like wicker and witchcraft in it, but nothing supernatural. Yeah. It's about a woman. That ghost. He loves hearing about this film. He's aroused.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Digital arousal. That guy's, he's getting his rocks off on there.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I feel like when the ghost makes itself known, I'm suddenly afraid to speak.
It's the third podcast host. So maybe I should get the knife in here and then the ghost won't feel so welcome. Hey, we should read some letters, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The first letter is not even a letter, Tim.
Should we see if the ghost... Do you want to read any letters, ghost? Oh, you see, you can't call him on.
Unwieldy. It's a letter that is 2,000 words.
Cool. Okay, let me just... Okay, I'm in a good comfy
position.
That
is to say it is two pictures.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, that was good. It's a coffee cup from Romance in the Bean, Magnolia Park, and then a very low resolution photo of the menu, which it's hard to make out exactly what they serve, but I believe granola is up.
Now, granola, it's not something we even talk about in New Zealand, but that's like muesli, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they call muesli.
What they call a granola bar, we call a muesli bar. And it's just when you put a lot of sugar around some oats, basically, huh?
Yeah. Sugar's what binds the oats together. Otherwise, you're just eating loose oats.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
And that's just oats. But granola.
Yeah. Granola's when you charge $12 for it because you fucking dump some berries out of a tin on top.
God bless you for doing it. That's commerce.
No review of Romance and the Bean, just the two images. And then actually here at the bottom, hashtag pay the boys.
Well, I'd be to see these puppies. Can I have a gander at these 2,000 words?
I mean, they might very well have been downloaded from a TripAdvisor or, you know, Google review.
They're not that low res. That's all right, isn't it? That looks like some classic iPhone imagery to me. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Like that menu. Like the look of that menu. We've got to go, don't we? We've got to get to LA and go to Romancing the Bean.
It is imperative.
I'm in a mood to, at the moment, just do some silly things.
Right now?
Yeah. In the sort of broader sense of, you know, at the moment.
Thought you were going to get crazy.
Feel bloody shackled by this constant having to be in New Zealand for this TV show. I don't like it, man. I don't like the commitment of it.
It's what are you talking about? It's great.
Nah,
it's
man.
It's great.
It means you can't just
you can
bail.
You can go away for several years, not for as many days consecutively.
Yeah. I don't like it either. Oliver says, "Hey Tim and Guy, quick question for the friend zone. How much money would you each have to be paid to do season 4? $10,000? $15,000? Cheers for the laughs. Oliver sent from my iPhone."
Oliver sent from my iPhone. What's that? What? Can you please repeat the question?
How much for a season 4? $10,000? $15,000?
No, sorry, no. No amount of money.
Well, hold on. Technically, the answer to that is whatever the production budget would be for Grown Ups 3, which I think would be a cheaper film to make than Sex and the City 3. So I guess, in a way, that's the amount of money.
Yeah. If you've got a lot of time and money on your hands and want to go a very roundabout way of getting something done.
Yeah.
That is something you could do.
Hey, do you know another way you could do it is like create a program right? Get some of that machine learning, sprinkle it in, some of that AI goodness, and feed into this computer machine application program all of our podcasts, and then tell it what our words are, and then it would be able to reconstruct and make whole new episodes based on stuff we've already said. You know, we could live on forever just in random collections of the imaginations of a machine.
So Tim has provided several great ways that you could use your $10,000 or $15,000 to enhance the likelihood of a season four.
Shit, yeah.
That's a great.
Can I read another one though? Because that one was short. This one has an accompanying
name. You didn't even wait for the answer.
I'm sorry. I'll only go if you approve it. This is the friend zone.
Of course you can.
Someone's given a 65.
You got to respect the process of question and answer.
Ask and answer.
Exactly.
Someone's given us $65 US, and they've written thus. Firstly, that's a lot of money. Secondly, here's the message. Hi, Gimbo and Tie Bride Guy. I last messaged you at the end of season two when I briefly mentioned my brother's genitalia and sent over a few bucks. You'd think that'd ring some bells,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you really do.
Just wanted to let you know that I gave you guys a shout out in my recently released Eon Recommends blog for my work. I really hope I'm pronouncing his. How would you pronounce E-O-I-N?
Eoin.
Eoin?
Ian.
Ian.
That's how you spell Ian.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it Gaelic? Is it the Gaelic spelling? Okay, Ian. Sorry, Ian. Ian Recommends blog for my work. I do appreciate that. That seems a bit ridiculous to be recommending this project at the exact moment that you guys are about to call time on the whole damn thing and move on to do something else. Brackets. Although, let's face it, it probably will be a lot less worthwhile and a lot and a much less efficient use of your time. Hashtag TWIOAT forever. Hashtag pay the boys. However, I'm anticipating that after the mighty three shares, me, my mum, and my MD, and a whopping two likes, my mum and my MD, that this article has received already on Facebook, exceeding all expectations for my previously published articles, of which there are none, you will now be inundated with millions of new listeners and subscribers on your remaining few episodes, all thanks to a simple few words from me. I, of course, look forward to receiving from you 1/3 of my share of the huge amounts of cash and free Blaze pizzas this article will have generated, because that's how the internet works, isn't it? I'm already picturing retiring early on my desert island with my wife and kids as I sit here typing up my letter of resignation, waiting for this massive new income source to start rolling in. Though, I might delay handing in this letter just now to avoid a dramatic decrease in the number of shares and likes, and basically have an all-round detrimental effect on my social media analytics. Anyway, here's a few more bucks to say thanks for all the laughs and hours of content you've provided me. Cheers, dudes. Article below. Ian. P.S.
Oh my gosh. How can you put a P.S. on there?
When in God's name is the new podcast featuring Guy's dad, in which he reviews every episode of The Worst Idea of All Time and then proceeds to inform the host, Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery, what he liked, but more importantly, how it should be improved upon, coming out. I was in hysterics when the pilot episode debuted on The Friend Zone and have waited with bated breath for the official launch of the fantastic new series, but nothing so far. Please rectify immediately.
Well, thank you so much for the donation and generous letter. I was really on the journey there for a while. I was in that. You got me real up high and real good for a little bit. And then I didn't quite understand trading in shares at the end.
Wow.
And likes. But it's good stuff.
There's no trading of shares. Now, I've clicked on the link, and Ian appears to work for Slinky Productions, a UK production company. And there's our podcast on there. Feels weird recommending a three-year project. I'm not going to keep reading this, right? You don't want that.
That's crazy.
But it's, yeah, I can confirm that he's put us on there alongside Baby Driver.
You thought maybe he was lying about putting us on there? You suspected he'd go to all of that artifice to not have put the article up?
And Philip Bloom. Good on you, Ian.
This one comes from Amelia. Holy smokes, guys. I just got behind on my episodes and finally listened to your super sweet... Amelia is the artist.
Formerly known as Amelia.
No. Amelia Harness, who did this fantastic, you'll remember, image of James Reed from The Feelers.
Yeah, shit. I do remember that. That touched me deeply.
Well, holy smokes, guys. I just... I got behind on my episodes and finally listened to your super sweet mention and over-the-top plug of my website. You really didn't have to. I honestly didn't intend to make it into a shameless self-promotion thing. I just remembered you brave boys had that whole storyline about the skateboard shop postcard guy. Anyway, I'd love to mail you the original if you'd like it. No pressure. Just let me know. Thanks again, you guys are legends. P.S. Of course, it's too late now, but I wish I had challenged other fans to make a Patty Schwartz portrait out of Blaze pizza sauce.
Oh.
And a coffee guy portrait with Starbucks.
Ooh.
For the complete trifecta.
That's so good.
This image is out of red wine, I believe. A red wine stained portrait.
Oh, God, that's so perfect. Someone does need to do that, please. Just ordering people around.
Yeah.
I'm not ordering. It's
the ghost.
It's the guy that wasn't you.
Okay. The ghost wants it.
It's not. I feel like it's not ordering people around when it's not attached to a specific person, right? Someone make me some eggs. That's not ordering, really.
No, but it's, you know, it's...
Guy, make me some eggs.
I think if you said someone make me some eggs, I would be more threatened and therefore more likely to make you eggs. If you said guy, make me some eggs, I'd say, fuck off to make your own eggs.
Dude, I've got another real long one, so do you want to have another one first and then I'll dive into this?
Okay.
Ghost would like to butt in it also.
Hi, Timbly Wimbly and Guy Guy. I'm writing to you from Auckland's fair North Shore. As I settle in to listen to the We Are Your Friends director's commentary now that I've finally caught up with the potty. Maybe it'll be long enough to last until I've bussed all the way home. But knowing the traffic in this city, that'll be a gamble.
Great read.
I started listening earlier this year when there was a rash of articles about you fine boys and your noble project. At the time, I thought it sounded ridiculous, because who can manage something like that for 3 years? Turns out, just because people can do something doesn't mean they should.
Ain't it the truth?
But your good hearts and amazing humor made it my favorite podcast of all time. Even in your darkest moments, you two are sweethearts and national treasures, and it's been such a joy to listen. Out of all your fans, I think I must be one of the few genuinely grateful for your unintended hiatus, because it gave me the chance to catch up before you were done for good. All the best, and I hope you're keeping warm through this nasty winter.
Holy fuck, dude. I honestly forgot we were doing 60. Oh, dang it.
That's crazy, because I have absorbed that as facts.
Oh, I've forgotten for about the last week.
Ah, well, there you go.
Oh, still sorry. Sorry
heaps
to
of
interject.
Time to go, no, not at all.
Just thought I'd let everyone know.
I enjoy that. It's a moment to be cherished. Fine. By your own hand.
Yeah. I've got no one to blame but myself, and I know it.
But thank you very much, Sarah, for that wonderful and generous message. Generous is coming up a lot tonight, the word generous.
Do you know what I can't get out of my head? The DuckTales theme.
DuckTales. Woo! Walla Walla Hoo. That's Wet Hot American Summer, which I've been watching. The new ones. This is so ridiculous.
What is it, sorry?
Wet Hot American Summer.
I see.
10 years on.
Life is like a hurricane. Brock writes, Dear Timbo the Himbo and Guy the Guy's Guy. Love that. I'm trying my damnedest to get this message into the friend zone under the wire. Oh, shit. How late are we on this? Oh, very. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I've been meaning to write you for a long time. My name is Brock. My origins can be traced back to friend zone episode 14 as the boyfriend of Emily from Arizona, the, quote, racist friend who wore the turban to Sex and the City 2. Haver.
That makes sense. Not Haver. Haver's not a word.
Not a word. I would like to inform all of our friends on the zone that I have upgraded from Emily's boyfriend to her fiancé. And she accepted my marriage proposal shortly before our trip to New Zealand last December. While in New Zealand, the highlight of our trip was actually running into you lovely lads. Your girlfriends, Eli and Joseph. Your girlfriends, Eli and Joseph. And sharing a few beers after Guy and Eli's show. You treated us so well while we fanboyed out and we felt so blessed to cement our friendship with you good boys. Throughout our relationship, we've been able to bond over our shared love of The Worst Idea of All Time and the Little Empire podcast, and there has been a Kiwi influence in our experience together. We have you boys to thank for that, so sincerely thank you. Consider this small devilish donation a small token of our appreciation. About the amount for a beer in New Zealand. We would also like we As we also contribute to Patreon. We'd also like to drop some We Are Your Friends knowledge. The actor who played Squirrel has popped up in a few other indie films I've seen over the years, and I'm fairly confident in saying that he, spoiler alert, dies in every single one. My theory is that it must be the same character who enters these films, subverts his way into the other characters' lives, extorts them for friendship, money, or other nefarious ends, and then fakes his own death whenever any of them get too close to finding out the truth about his past. This has never been about Zuccoli. This has been Squirrel's tale all along.
Squirrel's tail.
As a final request, I could think of no more appropriate wedding gift than for you to call out Brian.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ambrosius, for being a real piece of shit and an uncultured swine who has never given this podcast the chance it deserves. You are good boys, brave boys, our favorite boys. Good luck with your future endeavors. We'll be sure to stay tuned. Brock Kircher, Phoenix, Arizona, SWAK, sealed with a kiss, because a kiss is always a gift.
That,
my man,
is Brock. A tale of triumph and happiness.
Really is.
And I just like what's the name of the guy who's never given us a shot?
Brian.
What's his last name?
Well, I'm confident I mispronounced it, which you could see by the expression I gave. Ambrosius.
Ambrosius.
Ambrosius. I'm not far off.
I reckon Ambrosius.
Right? Ambrosius.
Yeah.
Is that a name?
Brian Ambrosius. he's never gonna fucking hear it. You can call him what you want. And I think it would only be fair to call him, for both of us, on behalf of Tim and myself, I know you've already done this, Tim, a real piece of shit.
A real piece of shit. But not our man Brock.
No. Heck no.
And his fiancée, Emily, who I think we hung out with them at the Classic, I'm pretty sure. I remember you guys. You were awesome. It was a good night.
We did a split bill show, Eli and I, and then we all went downstairs and we had a few bloody beers.
It was that night, yes.
Over the bar, down the Classic.
Bloody lovely.
It was bloody lovely.
321 Queen Street is the address, and that's how you remember it.
It's also how you count down to something. I read that to myself. It was not relevant to the friend zone. I apologize.
That's all right, guy. Allow me to fill time as skillfully as I always have been known to be able to do. I feel sleepy tonight.
That's all right.
I feel like a tired little boy. I've been eating a lot of Maltesers, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Went to the supermarket just to have a bit of a walk to get some bread and milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the dairy's shut down. We call a corner store a dairy here in New Zealand. Or in Australia, your milk bar. No one calls it that in Australia.
No, they call it a...
Everyone's got 7-Elevens
now. Convenience store.
It's 7-Eleven the world over, except New Zealand.
We call it a dairy.
We steadfastly refuse to invite that franchise into our
lives. It's
where
you get your milk.
The dairy has shut down. That was super close to my house. And it's a bit of a tragedy because I've lived in this neighborhood for a good many years. And that dairy has always been known as ghetto dairy to me because it is essentially has been derelict since I was living here. And the owners spoke not a syllable of English. And it was always just, you know how some things don't change and they just become a lovely rock of unchanging steadfastness in a changing world? It was like, governments may come and go, relationships may start and end, but ghetto dairy will always be here, not knowing how to say no credit in English. And now they're gone, and it hurts a bit. And I've got to walk way further to get bread and milk.
Well, I'm sorry for your tale of absolute
anyway,
woe.
Have I burnt up enough time? Have you got a message yet?
Yeah, well, this isn't even a full friend zone message. This is just also that person from 16 friend zones is
now,
right.
Now, what constitutes a full friend zone message? Does it need to be a beginning, a middle, and an end? And a funny take on our names?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Instructions on whether we cannot
actually, no.
Say the
Do
name.
You know what? I've done this a disservice. This is a message dating back to... the 29th of July. First of all, it's a photo of some beers made by that great beer company, Sierra Nevada.
Mm.
And the beers are called Summerfest.
Yes.
And I can't believe I glossed over that. I just saw a picture of my eyes shut down and wanted text. You know, I was in a frenzy.
Yeah.
So that's very great.
That's
so
great.
I'd love to drink some of that with you sometime, Tim.
I really appreciate seeing the friend zone imagery.
Yeah. And then
a lot of people just send random things. You know, when I was in Portland, no shit, there was a summer fest happening there, and I tried to blow off the plans I did have to go there just so I could do some photos and stuff, but to no avail.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Should have got a photo of the poster. Sorry. Continue.
And then the message is also that person from 16 friend zones ago is right. Partial serrations mess up a survival knife. I don't really remember talking about survival knives. So,
well, of course, the knife, as we know it now, which is the knife 2.0, does have a serrated component to it. It has some teeth at the base.
Mm.
Never really gotten to grips on whether or not that was a good thing, but there we go. Two people telling me it's bad for a survival knife.
Just carry different types of knives.
This sounds like a good solution.
Yeah, if you carry more knives, you're getting less trouble.
My fiance keeps asking me what I want for my birthday, and I keep saying a nice knife, and she keeps ignoring what I want.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. Well, I don't want anything. I want for nothing. I'm all good.
Do
you know?
So why do you say the nice knife?
Oh, just because I think it's funny to keep saying to her that I want a knife for my birthday.
Do you actually want the knife?
No, I've got a knife, don't I?
Yeah, but if you keep asking, even if you're joking, if you keep saying, oh, a knife, a good knife.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, Zoe's going to think, oh.
This guy wants a knife.
This guy probably wants a really nice knife.
I wouldn't be disappointed if I got
a
knife.
So you do want the knife?
Well, no, I don't. Want and not be disappointed by are two different things.
No, okay, you don't want the knife, but every time you ask what you want, you say you want a knife.
Hear me out. I'm asking for it a lot, and I won't be disappointed if it turns up. That doesn't mean I want it. Sebastian writes, dear,
why do you want a new knife?
No, it's just an absence of wanting anything. You got to say something, right? She's like, what do you want for your birthday? Okay. I don't know. A knife. Give me a knife.
Sorry.
Dearest Montgomery Meow and the Screech of Bats. This is very creative. Poet's written this. After a little digging, I noticed that We Are Your Friend's eponymous song runs at 123 BPM. In fact, every song of the soundtrack is between 120 and 128 BPM, with one outlier at 114, Younger, Kygo Remix. So, why does Zoccoli hate house music so much if that's literally all he plays? Also, why end the movie with a title track if it's one of his warm-up songs? 5 BPM away from the mystical magical rate of 128. My theory is that this is an analogy of the film's significance to the actor Efron himself, and how he no doubt views the project as a warm-up to bigger and artier movies. Love every moment, drink every coffee like it's your last, and fuck your friends' girlfriends while you can. Hey, my name, Seb. P. This is a man with a taste for adventure.
Yeah.
This is a man with a devil may care attitude towards his friends' partners. And there is something very attractive about that, and also villainous. But as is the human condition, there's something cool about that.
It's just he's just
not the doing it, the attitude.
It's the coffees. It's the relentless amount of coffee he drinks in his quest to live every day.
Now, if you knew that you were dying very soon and you had a coffee in your hand, what would the manner be in which you drink it? Because I would actually savor the fuck out of that thing.
I'm no good with really hot liquids. So yeah. I'd be forced to drink it slowly unless I wanted to scold myself.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd sooner not. Thank you very much.
I've read a horrible story about that recently. I won't bring it up. Quickly, get onto another message so I don't have to. I can get some brain bleach.
Dear Tim and Guy, thank you for your many years of hilarious podcasts. I put the in. I shouldn't have put the in.
Okay. Don't beat yourself up, Guy. It's all right.
Dear Tim and Guy, thank you for.
Woo, going to be a long night.
Dear Tim and Guy, thank you for your many years of hilarious podcasts. I've been a terrible friend and I'm only getting around to paying the boys on Bandcamp now, hearing the end of our beautiful journey. It's been emotional. You've kept me company on bus rides in Morocco, Shinkansen journeys in Japan, flights, workouts,
I like this,
hangovers, and most importantly, making me smile and laugh on my commute to and from work.
Yeah.
Always being the shining light in a tough time. Will you be at the Edinburgh Fringe this year? I'm going over with my band to play a couple nights and would love to catch you. Love and hugs. Say my name, Lucy.
Well, you really threw me for six with that name at the end there, didn't you?
From Dublin, Ireland.
Lucy. Love it. Unfortunately, neither Guy nor I will be attending this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
No, but check out much friend of the chagrin podcast, Rose Matafeo, and her show Sassy Best Friend.
There's a few people you should check out. Paul Williams is over there. David
and
Corios.
Summertime Love.
David Corios and
Matt Stellingworth.
What's the show called?
Chaos in Order.
Yeah.
James Nikise. And we need to talk about the Gollywogs.
Go see these Kiwis. Go see them fly. Dear Spindly, Timbly, Wimbly and Guy, I was just watching a YouTuber, Kiwi dude, who reviews MREs. Now, do you know what MREs are? Because this person hasn't elaborated.
Yeah, I know what MREs are, don't you?
Nah, dude.
Okay.
Do you want, what is it? What does it stand for?
Do you not know?
Nah.
Oh, that's a shame.
You're not going to tell me?
No.
Multiple review?
If you have to ask,
experience?
You'll never know, in the words of my good friend John O'Gould.
Weird, I know. He is from New Zealand, and I have yet to see a video with his face, just his hands and food. Okay, now we're in weird territory, Guy. What? Considering this guy's putting out videos where you only see his hands and food, what does MRE stand for now?
Meal ready to eat.
Ready meal? Oh, I assume basically he looks like both of you morphed into one human. I then realised anyone with a New Zealand accent I automatically assume is half Tim, half Guy. So to me, you are the face of New Zealand. Thank you for your amazing podcast. Thank you for getting me through nursing school in your own unique way. They kept me company while I study. Sincerely, Stephanie, Houston, Texas. P.S. All hail Brady the Rat King. Now,
I like that.
What is MRE?
Meal ready to eat.
Oh, it can't be. I'm going to see if I can find this dude on YouTube. Quick, find another message, Guy.
Okay, I got a big one. And it's a good one, too. And it's not that big. Hey, Timbo and Flash. I wrote you a message a while back and got a spirited readout on the Sporty Friend Zone. Thank you for that. Anyway, I'm not sure if you remember, but I told you guys I'd snap a shot of me wearing my Paddy Schwartz Worst Idea shirt at the end of the Brisbane Marathon. Well, wouldn't you know it? I managed to win the thing. And I can tell you the whole way I was thinking, I'm sure as shit glad I'm running as hard as I can
me?
For as long as I can and not watching We Are Your Friends.
This guy ran a marathon and won it wearing a Paddy Schwartz tee.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Using I'm glad I'm not watching We Are Your Friends as a mantra to spirit him through. Love you guys in the potty. Treasure your friendship too. You can say my name. Stay strong, boys. Clay Dawson from Brisbane. In 2 hours, 28 seconds. 28 minutes, 15 seconds. That's fucking...
Clay. Fuck.
Yeah, that's
Why
sick.
Do people listen to this podcast? They're out there doing shit with their life. Oh, Clay is a unit.
He won. I remember when he wrote in, I was like, this guy's running fucking fast.
Yeah, man. He's got legs on him. God damn. Hey, congratulations, Clay. That's an amazing achievement.
Huge congratulations to Clay.
Right, now I've found Kiwi Dude's YouTube page, youtube.com/user/KiwiDudeMRE. So what they appear to be is, you're absolutely right, meal ready to eat.
That's what I was telling
you. Yeah, I know. I didn't believe you at all. But I think they're those like army portions. What do you call them? Rations.
Yeah.
So he must order these and eat them and review them, which is actually a great use for YouTube, or of YouTube. Really great use of the medium. He's got them from all around the world. He's got a Canadian one here. Canadian military field ration. Good shit. Oh, I like it. I like it. It's a lasagna one. Anywho, look, congrats on the marathon and thanks for turning me on to the wonderful world of MRE review videos. Marion writes, dear Tim and Guy, nothing clever? Nothing clever. Just a straight ahead fan letter. I realize you have to put this to an end, but I will miss your podcast. It has indeed been the shining light of the past couple of years. Only wish you could keep going until 2020, when things in the US may be looking up. With affection, Marion Burgess.
Thank you, Marion.
I like that. It was like a strike. It was one of those strikes that isn't fancy. It doesn't look like it's going to do anything else. You throw the ball down the alley and it hits the pins between that number one pin, I think it is, and I think the pin 9 is number 2. If you hit it in that sweet spot, just straight down the line at the exact right speed, they're all gone.
See you later.
It's a strike. That's what that letter was.
Outstanding. Well, I have read all the letters.
That's awesome.
That I have for you. But I would like to say this, Tim.
Yeah.
To those of you who are in New Zealand, more specifically Wellington or Christchurch, we are coming to you to perform a live podcast before we finally are released from this beast. So if you're interested in that, it's happening in Wellington on August the 17th, Thursday at Fringe Bar at 8 p.m. And it's happening in Christchurch on Friday, August 18th at the Dark Room at 7 p.m. sharp. That one's sharp because we've got it. There's a show on after us.
Oh, really?
At like 10 p.m.
Okay, noted. We will have an Auckland show as well. We're still figuring out where and exactly when that one is. But if you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/worst idea of all time, and the events are on there. If you click on the event tab.
Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
It's a live podcast and a split bill comedy show.
What the podcast is
Tim's been coming up with some great jokes.
Watch and review the movie.
You did that Ozzy Osbourne joke the other day. That's a great joke.
So you know that was 100% legit. I put this on Twitter, so you'll be aware of this guy. But what were we getting ready for? Zoe and I were getting ready to go out for something. We just kind of had like nothing to do for about an hour. We were both like dressed and kind of ready to go, but it wasn't quite time yet. So we just sat in front of the heater because it was quite a cold night. And I just tried to make up one-liners. And I was just going for a whole hour. And they were, on the whole, quite rubbish. And Zoe broke down and basically started crying, telling me to stop at one point. But probably the closest thing I got to a good joke in there was... there was a good knock-knock one too, but I've forgotten it now. The closest thing I got to a good joke was... which musician is surprisingly not from Australia? Ozzy Osbourne. It's in there twice.
Yeah, it's in his name twice. Ozzy Osbourne.
I did another here's a knock-knock joke to end the show on that I tried at the Classic last week for the first time. Oh, thought man. Of it while I was backstage. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Inequality.
Inequality who?
You may well ask that, but I think the more important question is, inequality why?
How did it go?
Yeah, it was all right, eh? About as well as that.
It did not play that well in the room.
Right. Well,
it's been great, though.
I'm sorry the ghost pissed off so prematurely into the friend zone, but I'm delighted that you are here to share this experience with me, and I'm delighted to welcome to you guys, forthcoming, another director's commentary from your friends, Tim and Guy Guy.
Oh, no.
No, not the final one. Second to final one.
Yeah, no, but it still gets pretty hairy.
Yeah. It's not great content, you guys, but it exists. And you've just got to view these things with the context of which they were recorded, which is Guy and I watched the movie four times back to back. So, you know, just bear that in mind. And if you're a Patreon subscriber as well, I'm slowly bleeding out the video footage of this because someone was shocked to find out. Actually, a few people were shocked to find out that we video recorded the whole thing. And I tell you what, that might have been foolhardy, but we've got it. And I'm putting those puppies on for anyone who gives $5 or more on Patreon as a small mea culpa for us dropping the ball so heavily. We're making plans on trying to be better boys with the
Patreon going
forward. And we've also decided we will announce here that all of the June donation money, which I don't have the full figure, but it'll be like $1,400 US. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
$1,400 US at least, probably a little bit north of that, will be going to Doctors Without Borders. They got the most votes across the questions, and they're just awesome.
That's great
they're
news.
They're a great organization. And they deserve every penny.
And to those of you listening from Doctors Without Borders, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to you. Right, everyone, we'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, it's the Friend Zone, with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone, with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.